Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rush back. He loads it. He hit it. Fumble. And the Cowboys try to pick it up. It's still live. And I think the Eagles have it outside the 20. The Eagles have it. First and 10 outside the 20. Another turnover created by Rush.
Unbelievable.
Charging in and making the hit.
That was Bryce Huff.
It was Huff, and it was Bourne with the recovery.
I see what you did there. You tried to get with the Bryce Huff and try to butter me up.
Yeah, we're kind of pulling at the emotional strings there.
No, I'm not there yet.
Because it is time to say goodbye to that take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. And it's remarkable as we get set now for week 11 of the season. The Eagles are a team that came into the season with all this offense. And you look up, and Hugh Douglas, this is a defensive team. Are you ready to say it?
Mm-mm. Oh. Not yet.
Okay. Dying on that hill.
Maybe.
That hill's lonely now. It's getting lonelier.
No, it is. Lonely island.
Yeah, you're all by yourself. By the way, Ross Tucker joins us at 12:30.
I feel like we could do the full show with that music bed underneath.
I mean, it might be a little depressing after about a half hour straight.
Yeah, people get real yeah. In their feelings.
Yeah,
about
that's
that.
A lot. But we could. Every time Hugh speaks, this is underneath it.
Like, what is he talking about?
What's this guy saying?
He's an idiot.
Well, I understood when you've been doing this now for 2 straight years. I've been telling us that luxury, the necessity. The reality is this. This team would not be where they are right now if not this defense playing the way it is. It is obviously a necessity here. And they look like more of a defensive team right now but than an offensive team. But I know what you're going to say. Oh, they haven't played anybody yet.
I didn't use that exact wording. Because I've been dancing around that a little bit, but there is some validity to what you're saying, is that, you know, this is the NFL. You play who you play. And when you look around the division, the NFC, it's not a whole lot of teams that are separating themselves. And it's unfortunate for the Eagles that right now we don't have a proper measuring stick because we don't see too many of the teams that are the upper echelon teams. But I will say this, out of the four teams, excuse me, well, the fourth being the team that we're going to see this week on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We've played three upper echelon teams, air quotes, and we're 1-2 against them. And that's a fact. So for me, it's not like I know it sounds like I'm drinking a whole lot of haterade. That's not the case.
I mean, you got to put the haterade down.
Case. But as a defender, as a former defender, I'm going to invoke my old school former defender case. Is that when I look at, if I'm being realistic and honest with myself, I'm like, okay, yeah, we're playing well, but the true measuring stick is going to be when you play against the Commodores and you start seeing other teams like that, then, you know, you can start beating your chest a little bit. Because if you're being honest, you're beating the teams you're supposed to beat. I mean, you're beating the NFL teams that when you look back on the wake of the teams that you've played, you got one coach we got a couple coaches. Every coach that we've played against probably is going to get fired.
Yeah, I think we can be real that they've played some bottom teams. And we were joking this morning before the show, who's going to have the top pick in the draft? I think the Jaguars currently.
Jaguars are leading.
Like 5 of the top 10 picks or 11 picks right now are teams the Eagles have beat. I mean, that's just, it's the schedule so far. But what impresses me.
Yeah, you got to play who you got to play.
But what impresses me is they've made those teams look horrendous.
They've done their job.
Yeah, but they've done it. We saw the stat yesterday that they held the Cowboys 17 completions for less than 50 yards. It's only happened.
Rush had 45 yards.
It's only happened twice in NFL history. The Cowboys on Sunday and the Giants 3 weeks ago against the Eagles. So they're putting up historic numbers on defense.
45, yeah. Yeah.
They got the real 53 here in Midnight Green. His name is Zach Bond. And
yeah,
we got
Zach
that
Bond. Shout out to Zach Bond.
I mean, we might see more Bond 53s than Douglas 53s.
It might happen.
Soon.
They
yeah.
were just waiting for the right guy to retire
That's
the number
right.
on.
That's right. And now it's Bond.
Waiting for the right 53 to come around.
I just feel like, for the sake of this argument, he was completely ignoring the Bengals win.
I know.
A game that they weren't supposed
points.
To win. They were
points.
Underdogs.
Yep.
I'm not ignoring
against
that.
A good offense. Well, so here's sort of where if we hadn't had that game, and it was the Giants and the Cowboys and Cooper Rush and the Browns, I might be sitting here with you saying, let's see them do it against somebody legit. But no,
and
did.
And see, I didn't even say that. I didn't even use the word legit now.
Well, no, but you that, did the whole, like, some teams you're supposed to beat. We were underdogs in that game.
No, you're supposed to beat them. You're supposed to
run through
that.
No, we weren't. We were underdogs.
But here's
the
thing.
They were underdogs in the game, yeah.
Which teams, the teams, we haven't beat the teams that carry more weight for us, especially when we start talking about, we start talking about seeding.
So now it has to be an NFC opponent. But so,
I'm not moving the line. I'm just saying.
But you're only using your argument for the defensive side. They also haven't played any really good defenses. And the defense is ranked higher than the offense.
Yeah, they're not. And you know what? To that point, Joe, in the next couple of weeks, they ain't going to see no really good defenses.
They aren't.
That's just the nature of the NFL right now. And that is not lost on me. But when we start talking about, to me, when we start saying who is the reason why this, that, and the third is happening.
Defense.
Then it has to be, I can't give it to him just yet. Not
defense.
Just yet.
See, that's why I'm the defense player on this show. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly. So fly to Popeyes. Fly. Well, fly there. And you can fill up on wings and seven delicious
fly,
flavors.
Popeyes, fly.
From Popeyes. All right. As well as your phone calls here today at 215-592-9494. Today, and moving forward here on the Midday Show the rest of this week, it is ComboCon, and we're giving away what Hugh has dubbed the ultimate giveaway ever. Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway. It's called ComboCon. Grand prize. Listen to this. I mean, this is incredible. Your chance to win a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhardt smoker and a 55-inch TV. We'll give away the grand prize next week after we have all our qualifying winners. And today, if you win, you win the qualifying prize, which I'll tell you about in a second, and you're entered for the grand prize. So the qualifier, okay? We have 10 qualifiers, including one today. Today's winner will get two Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, a 32-ounce Jack Daniel's water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, original wood smoker chips, and a clear tote bag, all from Gerhardt's and Jack Daniel's, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. We're looking today for famous couples. We've had some good ones here. Shrek and Fiona, Jay-Z and Beyonce, Elvis and Priscilla, Bonnie and Clyde, Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio. Back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Right now, I mean, just think about, is this now a defensive team? That's the way I view it. I view the Eagles now as a defensive team. What's old is new again. It's like the old days here in Philadelphia, back when Hugh used to actually play defense.
When
and get
defense
sacks.
Mattered.
It matters now. Yeah. It matters a lot now. Or let's go to
trigger warning.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Hey, what's happening? Gillio, what's the dealio?
Big V, what's going on?
Look, first, let me address Hugh. Hugh, you know I love you, but
get him, Big V.
You've been dying on that hill more than a herd of cats with nine lives each.
How so, Big V? What facts did I bring to the table that you're disputing right now?
Not the fact. Your facts are valid in the right content. You keep saying we're not playing, you know, top-level teams, whatever the case may be. When we play them and we see them, then that metrics is therefore met, proven, or dismissed.
Oh, look at you. Look at Big V with the big old brain on his show.
Now bring it, Big V. Tell him why he's wrong.
Bring it on home, Big V.
However, you played in high school most of your life. Every coach has drilled in you one cliche. Offense gets the glory, but defense
wins championships.
There it is. Now we're getting back to business.
That used to hold weight back in the day, Big V. Yeah, don't hold weight no more.
The Kansas City Chiefs haven't lost in a year because of their defense.
That don't hold weight no more.
We saw it Sunday. The Eagles' defense won that game.
Big V.
Tell him.
Big V.
He's right.
Well, listen,
Big V. He's right.
I'm glad they got my combo before you guys hang up on me.
45 yards.
But
because of the defense. That's what stopped the Cowboys' offense.
49 yards in total.
So how are you not impressed?
Okay.
See, what Hugh's trying to do is save his beard. And it ain't going to happen, brother.
Oh, yeah.
But
I got skin in the game, Big V. I got skin in the game.
Two things can be right on the same subject.
What's that?
Not on the show.
Both point and negative. But here's the thing, and one of the callers brought it out. And in terms of Hugh saying defense is a luxury, and he's correct. Defense is a necessity. However, a luxury is a top-level defense that can shut down its opponent.
I agree with that. A luxury, most teams are not going to have the 2000 Ravens defense or the 2013 Seahawks defense, Legion of Boom. But you do need a good one. You don't need the best in the league, but you need a good one, and we got a good one.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Pretty,
They're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. See, it's the wording. It's the wording bothers you.
It's the backhanded compliment.
It's not a backhand. See, that's the way you perceive it.
Well, you know what I could say with conviction? This offense is pretty good. They're supposed to be great, but they're pretty good.
This offense needs to be better. This offense is underachieving.
No, the offense is fine as long as we got a great defense.
But on the same note, we could say that the defense could be better. We could use a better edge rusher. But right now, we've got, and to answer your earlier question, Joe, are we a defensive team? Mm-hmm. I'd say that we are more of a perfectly balanced team.
Oh, see, that you got to be offense or defense, Big V.
we're trying to straddle the fence. You can't straddle the fence on this show.
No, we don't do that. All right, Big V, now, that's a good phone call. What do you got for us? Famous couple. Who you going with today?
I got Marilyn Monroe and the Yankee slugger himself, Joe DiMaggio.
It was already said, Big V. You got to give us another one. Got to give us another one.
It's hard to lock in on a two.
Okay, I'll give you another. Power couple. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
All right, that's good.
That's not bad.
It's a good pivot, Big V. Good pivot. All right, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Yeah, you can't straddle the fence and be down the middle. Oh, they're both matter. Well, of course they both matter. It's football.
Well, every team has an identity.
Yes. You think when you think of that team.
Oh, don't go there because that's not going to go there. That way.
All right,
that's
let's
not
go then.
Go your way.
Well, let me give you this.
What's our identity?
The defense right
now. Play good defense. Control the clock and run the ball. Yeah. No,
I could not be worse over the last month.
No. When you say don't put run the ball in there because this is a running team.
No, I told you that they're able to be a running team because of their defense.
Yes.
No, the first thing, if you ask anybody within earshot of this station, they say if you could describe the Eagles in one word, they would say running football.
But
team.
The only way
you're missing the context.
The only way you can win as a running team is if you play high level defense. Let's go back to the Saints game. In the fourth quarter, remember when Saquon broke the run? 60-whatever yards for the touchdown? The game is 3-0 Saints at that point. If the game is 21-0 Saints, can the Eagles hand the ball to Saquon in the fourth quarter down 21? No. He's taken out of the game because they have to throw their way back in it. Their defense allowed Saquon to get that run.
We've benefited tremendously from some noodle. Now, I won't even say noodle arm. Inept quarterbacks for the last couple of weeks, Joe. I'm not trying to slight this defense.
You kind of
are. I'm not.
We all hear it.
But
we hear it.
But we've made teams one-dimensional, and we've made that dimension the one thing that Nan quarterback has been able to do for the last 3 weeks outside of Joe Burrow.
But they're making teams one-dimensional. That's the point.
Yeah, but the other dimension is they couldn't run the ball in the first place.
Like, I don't know seriously, I don't know that.
These offenses that we've faced in the last couple of weeks, they've been anemic.
Sure.
And I mean, it's one of those things where, again, don't mean to poo-poo on this defense because they're playing well. And I keep saying that. I keep prefacing that by saying that. This is going to be, by far, the biggest test this defense has this week.
I agree with that. I'm just saying they also haven't played a very good defense yet. Like, how do I mean, using your premise that we're not like, what if – because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it feels like your premise is the defense has good numbers now, but let's see how it looks in a few weeks. So they might come back to the pack a little bit. Do you feel that way?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, what if the offense comes back to the pack?
See,
they're about to play, or they haven't played very good defenses either. Like, what if the offense is playing, you know, they're benefiting from playing bad defense?
Let me ask you this, and be honest. If I had to say, you know, right now, at the end of the year, if one of these sides of the ball had to be, if one of these sides of the ball was number one in all categories across the board, if you were being honest with yourself, which side would you think that would be at this point in the season?
If
I had to ask you, project out to the end of the year.
Oh, I think the defense has a better chance
of being number one.
Yeah, because look at the Ravens are scoring 30 a game. The Eagles are not going to get to that number.
That's interesting.
Because I think their defense has put more, like they're fifth right now. If they finish strong, they could get to number one.
I mean, that's interesting.
The truth is neither are going to end up number one, right? Okay. Like, that's probably the truth.
I would probably put my money more so, if I'm being honest, on the offensive side of the ball. Even with Saquon Barkley, you know, there's been a huge concern over the last couple of weeks. The workload and everything like that. Because I feel like Jalen, you know, whether you want to say it or not, he's starting to come into his own a little bit. He's starting to find
he's playing well.
Other receivers. And I feel like, you know, AJ has had a really good year, but there's still something left that he could accomplish more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like this offense is starting to to come together. So that's why I would probably, for me personally, I would say that the offensive side of the ball.
Now, but if you asked me before the season, I would have said obviously the offense,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
But like we're halfway through now, and the defense is, they're closer to the top.
Because I feel like when you talk about this defense, they have benefited a lot because there hasn't been a whole lot of ISO plays. And what I mean by that, you haven't been able to the offenses that you're playing against, they haven't been able to isolate the linebackers and things like that, because we've seen at times, not in the last couple of weeks, but we've seen at times where the linebackers have been liabilities in coverage. Hasn't been a big factor lately.
It's gotten
because
better,
it's gotten a lot better. And that's why it's like I don't want to come off as a hater, because I feel like the defense has gotten past that because they've gotten more comfortable in this defense, and the fact that the plays that they're trying to run, the teams that we're playing against don't have the personnel to run them.
So here's where I'm at. We are barreling towards one of two things on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Where we as a show, as a community, just beat you to the point where you have to say, is
why
it,
I got to be beat?
Well, or because we might win this one. It might be like a tug of war and you just fall over. Or, you know what we're getting here? I don't know if everyone's prepared for this, but I could feel this already. Because you're kind of setting it up. If the Eagles' defense struggles over the next 3 weeks, right, against...
I would never be an I told you so guy.
Oh, Kyle, can you feel this? Like, we either might...
I will never be
an I told taking you the day so off.
This might be a tug of war where we just pull Hugh over and we win. Like, if they play well the next 3 weeks. But let's play it out. Let's say the next 3 weeks, the Commanders, Rams, and Ravens put up 100 points on the Eagles. Okay, it's not out of the realm, but a little surprising, but it could happen, right? We're going to get the biggest I told you so,
no,
Douglas.
No, you're not. You're not. Because
yes,
at the end of the day,
are.
At the end of the day,
stop.
I still bleed green. I'm
you
just.
You were rooting for the Cowboys to score a touchdown
Sunday. We have the audio.
I just needed one. That's all I need.
We have the audio.
That does not necessarily. Because I've become a degenerate gambler. Degenerate. Degenerate gambler. I'm a degenerate.
We know you.
I'm a degenerate.
Yeah, you're a ginger something. All right. So we know you want the Eagles to win. I'm just saying, if the Eagles defense has a couple of tough weeks, you will do the I told you so's.
Let's put it in the context. Mm-hmm. The Dallas Cowboys is right there on the five. All I had to do was punch it in, I'd have been
don't say
in
it
a
again.
Good
don't
spot.
Don't do it.
What? I'd have been a good spot as far as my beard is concerned,
I'm
yes.
I'm trying to
you
save.
You know how long it took me to get this beard?
I'm trying to save. How long did it take you to get in the Eagles Hall of Fame? I'm trying to save you.
It took me a long time.
I know. I'm trying to save you.
You're trying to get me.
Give me a life jacket here. All right. Can we poke some fun at the Cowboys before we go any further? Ross Tucker will join us in a little bit. We'll keep going with all your phone calls. But – the Cowboys here. So what do we have? We have Micah Parsons talking again? Because
he's responding to Rex Ryan, so we'll do Rex first.
All right, let's hear Rex. So Rex was all annoyed at Micah basically throwing McCarthy under the bus yesterday and all the nonsense.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nonsense from Micah after the game. So here's Rex yesterday ripping Micah Parsons.
That's total BS. You're exactly right. And look, coaches are there at some days 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
For 2 or 3 days at least during the week. The hours they put in it's unmatched. Mike McCarthy, he doesn't deserve this damn comment. He doesn't. No coach does. Look, there's some horrible coaches out there, but none of them deserve this. The kind of work that they put in as coaches, like, I'm just telling you, I don't know, like, most players know that these dudes, even forget about it. You're giving up family time, you're giving up all kinds of stuff in your life, and you're going to get some ass sitting back. I don't care how talented he is. That is absolutely BS. And if you would work half as freaking hard as a damn coach does, maybe you'd be able to play every damn game. Maybe your team wouldn't just be a bunch of punks and lay it down every damn week like you're doing. How about being a damn football team? You're going to sell your damn coach out? It's a crockish, you know what.
Yes.
Yeah, he forgot where he was.
Boy, Rex is good on TV. That's good stuff. I mean, he went right after Micah. All right, so Micah Parsons last night, as he does after every Cowboys loss, he goes on his podcast to react to things. Here he is.
We all have to see through the BS of what these TV analysts are trying to do and, you know, provide us and basically take words. I never once threw or even intended to throw Mike McCarthy. under the bus. Like I said, he's one of the most winningest coach. He is a Super Bowl champ. I never once brung up his past. And the question that was asked was about here in the Dallas Cowboys, did I see Mike McCarthy in our future? And I said, that's above my pay grade. So never once did I ever intended or wanted to reflect on Mike McCarthy's career, because I always knew it was a good one. I've always had a great relationship with Mike McCarthy, and I never even put that in question. And for a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room. Like, that's just, Mike, honestly, Zimmer just name, outrageous to me.
Zimmerman? Is the teammate? I'm sorry, Kyle. I knew he was playing a cut, but that one.
Did he call Zimmerman. Him Zimmerman, or did he say Zimmerman?
I'll try to isolate the part where he just called him Zimmerman, but to me, it was clear that he called him Zimmerman.
I mean, if we're making a list of reasons to laugh at the Cowboys, their best player doesn't know his direct coach's name. I mean, if that's accurate there.
Can I just say this? And I've had the unique perspective of being on both sides of this. Was a player, and now I'm a radio host. And the blaming the media for the narrative, to me, is the stupidest thing that you could say in this situation. Let me tell you why. Because you said what you said. Now, you can make an argument that you didn't understand what you were saying, but to sit there and say that the media is creating a false narrative, you said verbatim that your teammates work harder than your coach, implying. See, this is where you got to understand what's being said, because you implied that he wasn't working hard. So that's where people got hung up on, because you said it. You said it, and you got to think about it like this, dog. Your team is in the throes of they're spiraling out of control. Mm-hmm. They're spiraling out of control, and you added fuel to that spiral when you said he doesn't work hard. So now if the reporters were on their P's and Q's, you know what it is? So what do you mean he doesn't work hard? What is he not doing? What are you not prepared?
Yeah, I mean, look, he could have went on his podcast last night and said, hey, this is the way I said something. I actually meant it like this. Put the fire out, move on. Instead, he
blamed somebody else.
He's doing the, Parsons is doing what Draymond Green did a few years ago.
Somebody caught him with Draymond Green.
He is. Well, he is. He's a very famous player that is starting his second career during his first. I mean, a lot of players do this now, but I would put Parsons up there with Draymond in terms of, like, they're Hall of Famers that are, or you know, Hall of Fame kind of players that are already starting their second career during their first. That's all he's doing. So, like, I just laugh at it.
He definitely called him Zimmerman.
Let's hear it.
I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a Zimmerman.
He did.
Call him Zimmerman.
Yeah, that. Zimmerman. That's not Zimmer, comma, man.
No, it's not. He calls him, and let's be clear, Mike Zimmer has been an NFL coach for 30 years.
He's been his coach for 10 weeks in the offseason.
Well, in the offseason. He knows him personally. And Mike Zimmer was once a head coach in the NFL for actually a long time.
Zimmerman.
I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman.
Yeah.
That might be the straw that breaks the back down there.
He need to go ahead and just lay out on the podcast for a little while. I mean, seriously.
All right, 215-592-9494. All your calls coming up. Ross Tucker next. Maybe he can help convince Hugh that we have a defensive football team on our hands. Your calls that as well. Plus, famous couples for Combo-Con. We'll get everyone up here. Lot to react to. Next hour, we have to kiss the baby, and we got ourselves an honest-to-goodness Phillies rumor to react to as the offseason is underway. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Toy Truck is back, and it's better than ever for the 60th year. The 2024 Hess Fire Truck with Car and Motorcycle packaged in a specially marked product box commemorates their milestone anniversary as the official 60th anniversary toy. In celebration, this new heroic emergency response trio is the most feature-packed holiday Hess toy truck team ever, loaded with an array of animated lights, sounds, motors, and chrome detailing. And as always, free standard shipping and batteries are included, available only at HessToyTruck.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.